But Harry did not have to wait for Defense Against the Dark Arts to meet Professor Umbridge. He was pulling out his dream diary in a seat at the very back of the shadowy divination room when Ron elbowed him in the ribs and, looking round, he saw Professor Umbridge emerging through the trapdoor in the floor. The class, which had been talking cheerily, fell silent at once. The abrupt fall in the noise level made Professor Trelawney, who had been wafting about handing out dream oracles, look round.
"Good afternoon, Professor Trelawney," said Professor Umbridge with her wide smile. "You received my note, I trust, giving the time and date of your inspection?"
Professor Trelawney nodded curtly and, looking very disgruntled, turned her back on Professor Umbridge and continued to give out books. Still smiling, Professor Umbridge grasped the back of the nearest armchair and pulled it to the front of the class so that it was a few inches behind Professor Trelawney's seat. She then sat down, took her clipboard from her flowery bag, and looked up expectantly, waiting for the class to begin. Professor Trelawney pulled her shawls tight about her with slightly trembling hands and surveyed the class through her hugely magnifying lenses.
"We shall be continuing our study of prophetic dreams today,"
she said in a brave attempt at her usual mystic tones, though her voice shook slightly.
"Divide into pairs, please, and interpret each other's latest nighttime visions with the aid of the oracle."
She made as though to sweep back to her seat, saw Professor Umbridge sitting right beside it, and immediately veered left toward Parvati and Lavender, who were already deep in discussion about Parvati's most recent dream. Harry opened his copy of The Dream Oracle, watching Umbridge covertly. She was making notes on her clipboard now. After a few minutes, she got to her feet and began to pace the room in Trelawney's wake, listening to her conversations with students and posing questions here and there. Harry bent his head hurriedly over his book.
"Think of a dream, quick," he told Ron, "in case the old toad comes our way."
"I did it last time,"
Ron protested.
"It's your turn, you tell me one."
"Oh, I don't know,"
said Harry desperately, who could not remember dreaming anything at all over the last few days.
"Let's say I dreamed I was drowning Snape in my cauldron. Yeah, that'll do."
Ron chortled as he opened his dream oracle.
"Okay, we've got to add your age to the date you had the dream, the number of letters in the subject. Would that be drowning or cauldron or Snape?"
"It doesn't matter. Pick any of them,"
said Harry, chancing a glance behind him. Professor Umbridge was now standing at Professor Trelawney's shoulder, making notes while the divination teacher questioned Neville about his dream diary.
"What night did you dream this again?"
Ron said, immersed in calculations.
"I don't know, last night, whenever you like,"
Harry told him, trying to listen to what Umbridge was saying to Professor Trelawney. They were only a table away from him and Ron now. Professor Umbridge was making another note on her clipboard, and Professor Trelawney was looking extremely put out.